Hi there, everybody. Good evening. This is Donna Fox with the Akashic Records program called Akashic Wisdom. And you are listening to a program that helps you sort out your life. Today is October 6th, 2013. So if you are listening to this program and today is not October 6th, 2013, this is a recorded program. However, I really want to say that I am so glad to be live, and I want to first remind everybody that is in the Columbus or Ohio area, or if you're anywhere near us, that the Universal Life Expo is going to be next weekend and at the Columbus Vets Memorial. You can find Universal Life Expo at the ULE. It's uleexpo.com. I think that's the appropriate website. But if you just look up Universal Life Expo in Columbus, Ohio, it's one of the oldest expos in Ohio for sure, and I would imagine the country. It's been around for well over 25 years, and we have over 300 booths, and there's also 150 speakers, of which I am one. And so I would love to invite you all out. I'm going to be talking about communicating with your soul and the collective consciousness of money. We're going to be talking about that on Saturday at 12:30 p.m. And would love to see you out there, for sure, for sure, for sure. So today is a Sunday, and gosh, it's like the energies are so interesting out there, isn't it? It's I'm just amazed. I'm not exactly sure what to say about it, except that, you know, the challenge that we're having here in the United States with the government and shutting down, as well as the financial challenges, you know, it's interesting because it's not, I mean, this has started, you know, a few years ago, but this consciousness of money, this collective consciousness of money, is really it starts out insidiously. It starts out talking about what we don't have rather than what we do have, and then that moves on to the people, and it's like, which came first, the chicken or the egg? What's being said here is, which happens first? Do the human beings that comprise the company, or the populace, if you will, of the United States or the world, do they start thinking about lack, or do the leaders start thinking about lack? But whoever starts it first, it gets perpetuated. And what's interesting is it is a global consciousness. It's a consciousness that we as individuals need to really take a look at. The collective consciousness of money or abundance or the lack thereof, you know, for those of us in a situation where we need dollars and don't have them, or et cetera, the consciousness is that we, A, don't have enough, and we walk around in a place of lack. Yet there are people out there that are giving $10 million as a grant or as a gift, a donation, one family, to an organization. And that's not all unusual in those circles. And so we need to really adopt. I mean, I'm talking about the folks, and if there is a middle class anymore, and I truly believe there is, because, you know, I know that there are people who are very, very poor, and I know that there are people that are very, very rich, and then there's folks like me and you and I'm making that assumption that we're regular folks, and everyone in between. In other words, like the people listening to this show, I'm sure, are people who have lots of money. There's people who don't have any money. And then there's people in between that are making it paycheck to paycheck. And, you know, we are a conglomerate of ideas and concepts. And those types of consciousnesses, if you will, make up our collective consciousness, if you will, of money. And where we have to move forward from, if we are in a place of lack, if we are in a place of not enough, then we have to move forward to a place that is less fearful, to a place of non-fear, to a place of abundance, or trust, if you will. There's a correlation between financial abundance, willingness to receive, trust, and the assumption that it will always be there, that you'll always be taken care of. And even though there may be other fears when we have a person with dollars, the reality is those things that I just mentioned are not one of them. Typically, people who have come into dollars or are self-made people have the confidence in themselves that they are going to take care of themselves and that they are going to create whatever it is they need to create, no matter what it is. And so we have to take a look at that kind of confidence. Right now, the people in the United States, their confidence really is being shaken. And so I really want you to try and examine what's going on within your own mind, and if the situation in Washington is affecting you in any way from a fear base. And if it is, I would firmly suggest that you stop listening to the news, that you move into your center of trust, and that you get clear that we have to assume and we have to know that we have always been taken care of, we always will be taken care of, and all is well with the world. And that might sound like a real Pollyanna kind of an idea, but the only way that we can get out of this fear is if we get enough people not feeling fearful. I mean, I know that sounds like, well, you know, Donna, there are economic issues and there are situations and people have to vote and blah, 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 blah. I know that. I know that. But I'm talking about the average individual, the average individual on the street. The average individual on the street, like you and me, cannot walk around in fear. Because if we walk around in fear, then we are only going to perpetuate the energy that it feeds it. The energy of fear feeds the attitude of lack. It doesn't, and we have to be able to take control of our own lives. And I firmly believe that there are people out there that have plenty of dollars, and there are people out there that have no dollars. I want to be the person with plenty of dollars. And so I'm not going to give in to my fear. I'm not going to give in. I firmly believe that there are people out there that will enjoy my program enough to be able to donate to it. And as you know, that this program, I don't get paid by PBS Radio. I pay them to be on the show. I pay them for this time. And I pay them for this time because it's a service that I believe I want to give to humanity. So I firmly believe that there are people out there that want to see this program go on and will donate to it. I am ready to receive. And, you know, for those people who are interested in donating towards the program, you can do that on PayPal, and you can go and send the dollars to info@akashicwisdom.com. That's how you get to my PayPal account. And there are people who donate to me, and it's wonderful when they say, I appreciate your show so much. Here's X number of dollars to help it go on. And it's not about a minimum amount. It's just about a caring amount. But beyond that, I also believe that I am responsible for creating my own revenue. I'm responsible for knowing that I will always be supported. I am responsible for knowing that I have value and that what I have to say has value. And that's evidenced by the folks that I receive emails from and from the people that I talk to or send in questions or call in. So if you're having a problem with dollars and you would like to do some work on that, you can certainly call in and talk to me tonight. Let's go ahead and explore that. If you're willing to explore it on the air with me, we can get to the core issue of your dollar situation. And if you are in the U.S. or Canada, you can call in 888-429-5471, or you can dial direct at 530-763-1594. Again, in U.S. or Canada, it's toll-free of 888-429-5471. Or in the U.S. or anywhere in the world, our country code is 011, and you can dial 530-763-1594. Or you can email a question, and you can email the question to info, info@akashicwisdom, just like the show, .com. That's info, info@akashicwisdom.com. So feel free to, if you're going to email me, that'd be great, but just please include your current legal name. I will not mention it on the radio or on the air, but I will mention your first name. So if you would prefer that I use a different first name other than what your legal name is, that's just fine. Just put that in the email. The other thing that's important to understand is that with the Akashic Records, we don't necessarily work with futures, because every day we create our own reality. We create our tomorrows. The choices we make today create our tomorrows. So what we do is we talk about core issues and how we can clear them up, or how we can move into a more understanding, a better clarity about our lives. And again, if you've read the website, you know that the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Records, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. So there's a lot of information here. It's like sitting down at your computer and plugging in to a divine Google. And it's your name and the vibration of your name and your question that gets us to the right area of the records. And I access the Akashic Records through a specific sacred prayer. And what happens is that moves the energy to make the information accessible. So if you'd like to learn more about that, I am giving a class at the end of the month. And that class is going to be on the 26th and the 27th of October in Akron, Ohio. It's a Level 1 Akashic Records workshop. Also on December 14th and 15th, I am also offering a prosperity and healing your relationship with money class, and the information is coming directly from the Akashic Records. And you do not have to have Akashic Records experience in order to take that workshop. And again, it's December 14th and 15th. So, and if any of those are of interest to you, please email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, and I will email some more information to you. So the idea here is, how are we moving toward our, it's not just our life's desire, but it's our ability to create a safe space that we feel confident in, that we feel secure in. And it's also about, how do we play this game of life? And what are the belief systems that we have that prevent us from being willing to receive? And so those are all the questions that we want, well, some of those questions that we want to ask. And that's kind of what we do here on the program, is people call in and they ask a question. Doesn't have to be on this topic, can be on any topic that you like. But this is just kind of the one of the messages to help you think. Like, what I found is the Akashic Records will come up with these wonderful subjects that make you think of your own solution. Because the Akashic Records work will never necessarily tell you what to do, but they'll give you all the information you need in order to make the appropriate decisions. So it's not about taking your power away, it's about empowering you. So that being said, what do you need tonight? What information do you need to make your life better tonight? Time is ticking. It's really important that you understand that only you can change you. Only you can move through your information and gather the questions that can help you heal. So what is your question about life? Please call in and talk and let's have a dialogue. That's what makes this program rich, is when you call in and we have a dialogue together. Now, what information is going to help you with your life? How are you going to, or what are you willing to do to move forward into your space and time that helps you feel comfortable with you? You know, we talk about this a lot, but the reality is that sometimes there are situations where things have gotten us down to such a degree that all we want is for somebody to tell us what to do. And the reality is, it's not about telling you what to do so much as it is about you asking the question, that helps you get to your own answers. One of the things about the Akashic Records is they've always said is you have all the answers within you. It's the questions that trip you up. So sometimes we like to work a little backwards and ask about what's the subject. What's going on in your gut that doesn't feel right? If you were to ask any question that you wanted about clarity about your life, what would it be? What would you want to know about your life right now? It's not about will I make money tomorrow or next week or whatever. It's about what clarity do you need to help you move forward on your path? What is the clarity that is within you that needs to be brought out? And that's what the Akashic Records work can do for you. You know, in a class, we not only learn about the history of the Akashic Records, but we also learn about how to use the Akashic Records in every area of our lives. So, for example, if you're an artist, or if you're a doctor, or a healer, you know, for example, a doctor or a nurse or healers, they open their Akashic Records in service to their clients to expand the healing energy. Parents, for example, open their own Akashic Records, because we don't open the Akashic Records of anyone under the age of 18, to better understand how they can be the best parent to their children and ask what their children need from them. Actors, for example, they go deeper into the character, if they're working with the character or script, to feel and hear the underlying essence of what the writer intended. And writers, for example, open their Akashic Records to break their writer's block and expand their story and their characters or their book. They actually move into the Akashic Records and listen for what the audience, their personal audience, needs to hear from them. And artists, they open their records, their Akashic Records, to consciously partner with the divine to paint or sculpt or take photographs or draw or design or create new mediums so that it expands consciousness. Working with the Akashic Records definitely expands your consciousness. Teachers, for example, will open their Akashic Records again to create curriculum or workshops or better serve their students so that a teacher realistically may open their Akashic Records to see how they can not only best serve their students on a daily basis, but to make their observation skills even sharper. And that's really helpful when you're working with little kids who can't express themselves, or older kids who don't want to express themselves, or even intellectually challenged kids who can't. So the Akashic Records has so much to offer, this energy. You can use it in every area of your life. And even business owners, you know, they open their Akashic Records to not only create better business, but actually to work with their employees in a better way, as well as to create new products and lead their companies with their heart. So the other thing is that there's so many different ways that you can use the Akashic Records. You can open your records and, again, read sacred text and hear the author's unwritten commentary. I mean, it's like reading between the lines and listen to what the author hasn't said but is implying, if you will, in a much deeper way. You can also take a walk in nature with your records open and actually listen and feel. It's almost like the trees talking to you, or the flowers talking to you, in a even more expanded consciousness kind of way. And then listening to music, it's just done. If you have a song that you love, I will guarantee you that once you learn how to access your own Akashic Records and you listen to that same piece of music, you're going to hear things that you've never heard before, or connections to you that are much more meaningful. Because all of this is what we're saying is it gives you a heightened awareness and a feeling of an expansive energy. And it's all because you've accessed your Akashic Records. And by the way, you do it consciously, because my records are open now, and my eyes are wide open, and I'm in full personality. So if that's something that you're interested in, I would strongly suggest you give me a call. You can call me here on the program, or you can call me privately. My private number for consultations or life coaching is 216-691-1233. You can call it now, but I won't be able to answer because obviously I'm on the air. But you can call that number any time of the day or night, because it is a voicemail, and if I'm at my desk, I will pick it up, and if not, I will call you back. But it's important to understand, again, your life. Now, can you do this without knowing how to access the Akashic Records? Of course. The Akashic Records, learning how to access the Akashic Records is a tool. It's a lifetime tool that can help you in any way that you want it to. So, I mean, especially you can even do it with grandchildren, as I mentioned, to help the grandkids if you're watching them, to heal relationships. You can work with the Akashic Records to help heal relationships. So the uses or the applications are endless and will actually absolutely enhance every area of your life. So I had a situation, I'm going to change subjects for a moment. I had a situation this week that was challenging, and I opened my records to work through it. And I was sitting by my window in a recliner. It's a very, very favorite space that I have here in my space, in my home. And as I looked out the window, trying to get a better insight as to the situation, there in front of me were two beautiful rainbows, a double rainbow. And I hadn't seen a double rainbow like the one that I saw for years. And it was wonderful to me as a symbol and a sign from the divine that truly everything was going to be okay. It was like a confirmation, and that it was a message from the divine that there are the double rainbows, and all is well. And even though I was getting that type of information from the Akashic Records, the idea that it came with a double rainbow was amazing to me, just amazing. So I wish you all double rainbows, and ways for you to move forward in your life, you know. And here in Akron, Ohio, it is 11:29, and as I said before, I like to talk to people. I think it's important to talk to my listeners. However, if that's not something that you want to do, I have to tell you that I need to speak to people. And so I will give you the telephone numbers again. Again, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, it's 888-429-5471, or you can dial direct at 530-763-1594. You can also understand that your questions make this program richer. It's like when you ask questions, and either you email them or you ask them yourself with your voice, it makes this whole experience much more much richer, because you are asking questions that other people that are listening want to know. And so that's why I love to have people call in. But if that's not what you're up to tonight, then we can certainly continue talking for a little bit more. But I've got to tell you that unless people call in within the next few minutes, I am going to go ahead and say that I've given you information that you need to think about for the night, that you need to communicate with your soul, that you need to understand and have a little bit more ideas about what it is that you want to do with your life, that you need to move out of fear and into love and into trust. And so maybe the questions you want to ask are, what are your relationships with trust? What is your relationship with money? Do you feel it's hard to get? Do you feel that it's elusive? And if you were to put a figure or that was loud. I just heard a beep, and we have somebody on the line. That's great. Oh, that woke me up. Hi, caller. This is Donna Fox. How can I help you? Hello?
Hi, Donna.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Diane.
Hi, Diane. Where are you calling from?
From Texas.
Hi. How can we help you tonight, Diane?
Well, I was listening to you talk about the Akashic Records.
Uh-huh.
So I'm curious about mine.
Okay. What would you like to know?
I don't know. What did they say?
Well, it's like going to a library, Diane, it's like if you were going to go into a library and say to a librarian, I'd like a book. So what happens is you have to think about the Akashic Records like, do you work on the computer at all? Do you ever go on search engines?
Yes.
Okay. So the idea here is that we need an area to go in. So your name and your question gets us to the right area of the records. So the idea here is there, what specific area would you like information on?
I guess finances.
Finances, okay. And so you would like to understand.
That's what you were talking about earlier.
I'm sorry, what?
I said that's what you were talking about earlier, so let's try that.
Let's go there, okay. And so you want to understand more about why you don't have more money or how you get money or what?
Why I don't have more money.
Why you don't have more money, okay. All right, okay. So, all right, so let me just get to you. So the first thing that comes forward, Diane, is that there there's a pattern in your life that it's a pattern in your life that's based on a belief that it's let me get this right. That you that there's something about receiving. It has to do with being afraid to receive for fear that somebody might take it away from you, or there's a trust issue about receiving it. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, a little, I guess.
So the idea here is that part of so the idea is when somebody gives you a compliment, do you receive it well, or do you say, like, for somebody says gee, I really like your outfit, do you say, oh, I've had it for quite a while, but thank you? Do you know what I mean? Or do you just say thank you?
Yes, receiving compliments, yeah.
It's hard for you, right? I'm sorry, what?
Yes.
It's hard for you?
Yes.
Yeah. And so the idea is that part of what you have to look at is that if you don't feel like you deserve to receive, it's very hard for the universe to give you money. But because you'll keep pushing it away.
Okay.
So one of the ways you want to look at receiving is from a global view, and there was a lot from the bigger picture. So by receiving compliments better, by being willing to receive, by working on your willingness to receive help. I mean, it's like if somebody offers help, it's really about you saying thank you and receiving that help, whether it's somebody opening the door for you at the grocery store or if it's just saying, hey, you know, how you doing? Is there anything I can help you with?
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so the idea here is it's about you signaling to the universe that you're willing to receive and you're willing to receive help and that you're comfortable in receiving and that let me get these words right. That you know that you are deserving of receiving. There's a trust issue here that makes you suspect of when somebody wants to give you something. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, a little.
Yeah, there was like, if somebody just were to offer you, you know, it's not all in all situations, but there's something about you being suspect when somebody wants to help you too easily. I don't know what that's about, but that's the best explanation I can give you. It's almost like, what do you want from me that you're offering to help me?
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, okay. And so the idea is that whatever trust issues you had in the past with the human beings that have been in your life, what I'm hearing is those people... those individuals are no longer in your life. Is that true?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so that they can't hurt you anymore. And the
okay.
only one that allows them to hurt you, continue to hurt you, is you. So by replaying situations that were hurtful, all that does is it anchors in an energy of a lack of trust that fuels the aspect of not being willing to receive or not being able to receive.
Okay, so how do I break the cycle?
And so the way you break the cycle is to start receiving. Is to really write down some, if you will, affirmations, like, I'm willing to receive.
Okay.
I am worthy of receiving. And then I'm grateful to receive the abundance of the universe. And it's gratefulness is also tied into this. So that it's really about when people offer to help you, take the help. When people compliment you, take the compliment. When people offer to give you something, receive it. And it's about really moving into deep gratitude with the universe on a regular basis. It's about moving into a space that you actually say, thank you. Now, is God an okay word for you?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, so there's nothing wrong with saying, thank you, God, for this beautiful sunset. Thank you, God, for this beautiful day. Thank you, God, for this beautiful aroma, whether it's you know, barbecue cooking or coffee's brewing or whatever, you know, whatever aroma pleases you. Do you know what I mean? And then you just want to start saying thank you a lot, because when you say thank you, you open yourself to receive more.
Okay.
Does that make sense? It's like and really moving deep
yeah.
into gratitude and then being willing to receive all the abundance and miracles of the universe and flat out saying that. I am willing to receive all the abundance, financial and everything. I am willing to receive all the abundance and miracles of the universe. And you say that on a regular basis. And really mean it. And if there's a hitch in there and you feel, I can't say this anymore, or gosh, I really, you know, I'm saying this, but I don't feel it, then examine where that feeling comes from. What's stopping
okay.
you from really being willing to receive? Is that helpful?
Okay. Well, that's extremely helpful.
Okay. And it the thing is, it needs to be consistent. It's not like you can say it once and then expect it to happen. It's an ongoing way that will actually change you in it to being a more open and approachable person, because you have a beautiful spirit, and the situations in your life have turned you inward, and you no longer have to live there. And I don't know if you're in relationship or not, but there's a healthy relationship waiting for you. That's what I'm hearing. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And see, the operative word in that is healthy.
Okay.
And so in doing what has been suggested to you, you're then willing to receive in a healthy relationship. And if for some reason it doesn't feel good, then it's not healthy. And you cut it off before it continues. Relationships are supposed to feel good, and you're supposed to feel cherished and loved on all levels, and that's what you need to remember, not only for any relationships you may have, but also for yourself. It's not about not seeing your flaws. Everybody's got flaws, but it's about loving yourself for in the perfection and the imperfection of who you are.
Okay.
Well, are you a first-time listener, or have you been listening before?
I've been listening for about a month.
Oh, great. Okay, well, I'm so glad that I was able to talk to you, and I hope you continue to listen.
I will.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in. Is there anything else we can do to help you?
That should do it.
Okay. All right. Please keep in touch and let us know how it's going.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And so we want to really thank Diane. And here's a beautiful lady that called in, and her questions helped every single one of you. And I hope you were taking notes, because the information that came forward for Diane was something that can help everybody out there. Everybody who's listening, whether you're listening live tonight or you're listening on the archives, that information was for you. And Diane was the messenger, and the Akashic Records helped her to receive the information. So when she was receiving the information, she was receiving it for you. And that's the way the phone calls go. And that's why I so deeply love to talk to you, because your questions are the questions that are being asked from all the people out there. And so please don't ever be shy about calling in. You're greeted with love and wonder and appreciation. You couldn't be loved any more than by calling into this program, because the Akashic Records are love, And in the Akashic Records, you'll never, they'll never, it's not negative information. It's not judgmental information. It's information of what you can do to help heal your life. There's never any judgment of you could, you should, you didn't, why didn't you? It's not like that. In fact, if you're working with spirit in any way, shape, or form, and you get that kind of information, folks, I want you to totally, totally disavow it, because that's not coming from spirit. That's coming from a voice that you've heard in your past. It's certainly not the voice of God or the voice of spirit, because spirit is loving. It is not judgmental. It's the idea that our guides and our masters, teachers, and loved ones that we all have are important and are loving and are there to support us and love us, even when we don't love ourselves. And they can help us do it all if we just allow it. It's all about allowing. It's about being willing to receive. And that's, again, one of the biggest issues that we have in abundance, is being willing to receive and asking for help when we need it. I have a CD that is called Remembering Your Magnificence. It's $18 plus, I think it's $5 for shipping and handling. And it's Remembering Your Magnificence is a way of you connecting with your divine self. It's about you listening to who you truly are. And it's something that you can go to sleep with. It's something that you can have in the background. It's something you can play for your children. It's not a meditation so much as it is a confirmation. And it was brought forward from the records as a way of helping humanity remember home and remember how much they're loved. So if that's something that you would like to receive, again, you can just email me and I will give you the instructions on how to purchase it via PayPal, or you can send me a check, whatever you'd like to do. But again, it's Remembering Your Magnificence, and it's $18 plus $5 shipping and handling. And it has changed lives, because there's a vibrational healing that's already that is also embedded in it. So, and it helps you learn to love you. And so I would like to offer that to you. If that's of interest, please let me know. You can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And you can certainly do that. Let's see here. I have a I had a message from a young lady by the name of Sharon, and please give me a call privately, Sharon, at 216-691-1233, and we can certainly talk about what you need, and you can give me your telephone number there, too. Again, 216-691-1233 is my office number, and I'd be happy to talk to you about that. And so the other piece is that we are actually getting close to the end of the show. How do you like that? Time flies when you're having fun. So if anybody was thinking about calling in, you have about 3 more minutes, so dial that number. And, you know, that number in U.S. or Canada is 888-429-5471. Or you can dial direct at 530-763-1594. The number of 216 691-1233 is, again, my private number to contact me, or you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. So please do. I think it's important that we really take into account how deeply and unconditionally we are loved. And part of that feeling, you can help yourself feel that more when you move into gratitude. As I was telling Diane earlier, it's about feeling grateful for everything that's in your life, even the stuff that you don't like. It's really about moving forward into a space of such gratitude that it brings you to a humbleness, to a place of peace, and to a place of expansion at the same time. And so I truly wish for you, and hope for you, and bless you with the idea of how magnificent you truly are. It's about really moving into your knowing that you are perfect, even in your imperfections. That it's time for you to receive all the love of the universe. And it's time for you to receive the love of your own heart. So with that, my friends, I'm going to close the show. I'm going to wish that you, all of you out there, may you look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. May you understand and accept and really appreciate your inner beauty. May you truly be grateful for all that you have, all that you don't have, and all that is yet to come to you. For each one of you has a golden key within you, and this planet and this earth and this world would not be the same without you. You hold an individual key that no one else holds. And your vibration is important on this planet, and you need to know that. And so it's time for me to say goodnight, and we're going to close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show. We're going to remind you that we're doing a workshop at the end of the month on October 26th and 27th here in Akron, Ohio, the Level 1 Akashic Records Workshop. And in December, we're doing Prosperity and Healing Your Relationship with Money from the Akasha. And that's December 14th and 15th. And so I want to thank the Masters, Teachers, and Loved Ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The Akashic records are now closed. Amen. Have a miracle-filled week, ladies and gentlemen. Email me your questions. Call me. And again, 216-691-1233. I'm here for you. Have a great evening. Good night, everybody.